Author of the Senate bill, Terry Moulton of Chippewa Falls, says public hearings revealed some concerns, so he's changing the bill. A substitute amendment would reduce state tax credits for workplace wellness programs from a total of $5 million to $3 million. Only small companies with fewer than 50 workers could apply. Wellness programs have proliferated around the country, and critics say large companies don't need state help. The Wisconsin Public Health Association supports the bill. Kathy Muncy is a member as a health officer for Green Lake County.
We need help from businesses to impact the health of Wisconsin in general. If we create healthy environments in the workplace, and if we make it very easy for people to have healthy choices, we will see behavior changes.
Maybe, maybe not. Research published in the American Heart Association journal Circulation says one of the many obstacles for workplace wellness programs is the low participation rate among those most likely to need them. However, there can be substantial cost savings. The Centers for Disease Control estimates for every dollar put into a wellness program, $3 to $7 is saved on worker health costs and reduced absenteeism. If the bill passes, it would be up to the State Department of Health Services to determine what is a qualified wellness program. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.